last album and this one, it's produced by David Nicholas, who did the artists like Sting and the Whitlams and Delta Goodrum, like just to name a few. Yeah. What is it like working with someone of that caliber?
He's amazing. Mm. What's brilliant is he's become a very dear friend of the band, and so he just kind of sits and you feel like he's one of us, and it's great to have a friend in the room. But he's just got really an incredible pair of ears, and every producer is different, but often what you're looking for in a producer is someone who can be a bit of an adjudicator, you know, kind of. We've got a lot of musical opinions in the band, as you can imagine, so someone to come in and be able to say, hey, that's good, but actually this might be better, and someone as well who can kind of shape an album and hear things really clearly. And so you kind of just know whatever comes out of his mouth is gold.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting for us. He's just got, you know, as you say, such a list of great acts that he's worked with. So it's very exciting for us, and we just feel very privileged to work with him.
You never know, working with him might lead to some kind of Olympic song with Garage Hymnal, like
Olympic
did
song. That would be cool.
Congregational worship.
Yeah, like 25,000 people. Let's go. It could be really fun.
We need to get onto that. Just in case.
Just make a note. Start preparing now. Musically, what do you guys think has changed the most since your first release?
Oh, wow.
It was quite a while ago.
I guess when we've kind of shrunk down to this 7 people, we don't, like, we used to bring in different singers to sing and they would have their own various styles, but now Steph and I are the two singers. So I think we've really settled into that style and seen that our strengths are working with those two voices and adding harmonies and just shaping the songs around that. So, yeah, I guess that's been a big change.
Yeah. I think early on we were a bit more rock-driven. Mm. I'd say now we're a bit more...
moody.
Indie melody, a bit more melody kind of driven.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have a glockenspiel.
That's a good
that's
good marker.
Right,
that's David Nicholas's favourite instrument.
And has the way you interact as a group changed much?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing about being in a band is, you know, it's so much more than the music, and we've shared kind of a good 5-6 years together now as people, and we've been through some serious highs and some serious lows. And the last kind of year and a half, particularly in the band, has been a really tough year personally for a lot of people in the band, and but also a very exciting time. A couple of the members of the band have got married or about to get married, and you know, Steph here waving her.
Congratulations! Ring. I see that hand.
But I think as the years go on, you get a bit more comfortable with kind of what your language is within the band. You know, how you can communicate. So, yeah, I'd say there's an increased trust that comes the longer you do it.